Ever watched someone effortlessly work a room and wondered what social superpower they possess? Deborah Fine once stood exactly where you might be now, a self-described nerdy engineer who dreaded small talk and networking events. After being excluded from a childhood birthday party and choosing engineering specifically because it required minimal chatting, Fine experienced a revelation when she approached a shy stranger at a happy hour. This single conversation transformed her understanding of social dynamics. What began as personal necessity evolved into a mission to help others overcome what research confirms is America's second biggest social fear, starting conversations with strangers. Small talk isn't trivial chatter. It's the foundation upon which all meaningful relationships are built. Without this preliminary conversational dance, no lasting connection forms, whether in business, friendship, or romance. Small talk creates human connections that influence spending decisions and builds customer loyalty. People spend money to solve problems and gain positive feelings. Your product addresses the first need, while your conversation skills generate the feelings that set you apart from competitors. Research shows customers are 4 times more likely to switch companies over service issues than price concerns. Consider your own choices. Selecting a bank because a teller remembered your name, choosing a veterinarian who showed interest in your pet, or returning to restaurants where staff remembered your preferences. Studies indicate 70% of buying experiences depend on how customers feel they're being treated. Effective managers use small talk strategically before difficult discussions to establish rapport. In our high-tech world of emails and texting, high touch matters more than ever. Even physicians who spend a few minutes asking about patients' families face fewer lawsuits. People don't sue those they care about, and we care about those who show interest in us. Many adult conversation struggles stem from childhood lessons that no longer serve us. Don't talk to strangers, wait to be introduced, and silence is golden protected us as children but now limit our connections. As adults, we need new guidelines. Talk to strangers in safe situations, introduce yourself rather than waiting for formal introductions, and recognize that silence is often impolite, not golden. Fine learned this lesson when her equally qualified but more conversational colleague received a promotion she didn't. Even worse, her shyness around her friend's boss was misinterpreted as snobbery, resulting in rejection when she later approached him professionally. The visible manifestation of shyness often appears identical to arrogance, and people rarely give the benefit of the doubt. Taking initiative means more than starting conversations. It means assuming responsibility for their maintenance and flow. If you typically wait for others to initiate, you've been unknowingly self-centered, prioritizing your comfort over others. One-word answers and passive listening don't count as shouldering your share. The fear of starting conversations with strangers is America's second biggest social fear, after public speaking. This reveals a comforting truth. At any gathering, most people likely share your conversational anxiety. True initiative requires active engagement, follow-up questions, and genuine curiosity. Replace standard icebreakers like "What do you do?" with more engaging alternatives, such as "What does a typical day look like in your role?" or "What keeps you busy?" allowing people to share what matters most to them. Set specific social goals. Meet one new person at a virtual meeting, or have 3 meaningful conversations at a networking event, and reward yourself after completing these social challenges. Master getting others to talk through strategic, open-ended questions that invite sharing at their comfort level, creating natural dialogue flow. Even with reluctant conversationalists like teenagers or introverted colleagues, thoughtful open-ended questions can eventually break through initial one-word responses. Most people treat questions like, "How was your weekend?" as mere pleasantries rather than genuine inquiries. The real art lies in following up with deeper questions that demonstrate authentic interest. When someone answers, "Good," skilled conversationalists might respond with, "What made it particularly good?" Develop a keen eye for free information, subtle details people naturally provide that can fuel engaging discussions. These conversation gold lines include casual mentions of hobbies, travel experiences, or professional challenges. Physical appearances offer abundant conversation opportunities, from university rings to fitness trackers. Office environments are particularly rich in conversation starters, with diplomas revealing educational backgrounds and photos opening doors to personal stories. Even with icebreakers and active listening skills, conversations can stall without preparation. A good conversationalist prepares beforehand, not with presentations, but with simple thought forth during the drive to the event. Jump starters like, "Did anyone catch that playoff game?" can prevent uncomfortable silences. Beware of conversational criminals who destroy dialogues with problematic behaviors. The FBI agent interrogates victims with rapid-fire questions, allowing no opportunity for genuine exchange. Help by taking control. Ask them open-ended questions and establish a comfortable rhythm. The braggart boasts excessively about accomplishments to gain status. The best defense is redirecting to general topics rather than competing. One-uppers steal others' spotlight by interrupting with better versions of stories. They rush through conversations like gulping fine wine, missing the experience. When comforting those grieving, avoid cliches like "time heals all wounds" or "she's in a better place." Instead, try empathetic statements that acknowledge pain. "You must feel as though the pain will never end," or "I'd love to hear stories about the person." Reconnecting with occasional acquaintances requires special preparation. Don't assume nothing has changed since your last meeting. In a year, they might have changed jobs, experienced loss, or undergone major life changes. Avoid the conversation stopping "what's new," which invites not much. Instead, use specific prompts like "bring me up to date on." For graceful exits, be honest about your reason for leaving without making excuses. End conversations by expressing genuine appreciation, creating a positive final impression. Thank others for their time, expertise, or enjoyment. This functions like a compliment with closure. When conversation lags, revitalize it by asking about origins and history. Questions like "how did you two meet?" or "what got you interested in this area?" can restart dialogue. Good conversation requires give and take, even if your life seems ordinary. Most of us share common concerns: bills, children, careers, aging parents. Yet our shared humanity creates connection points. Even ordinary people experience extraordinary things worth sharing: hilarious events, special vacations, ridiculous moments, or adventures. The feel-good factor underlies every aspect of life. Those with warm people skills who make others feel valued advance further than those perceived as aloof, regardless of technical competence. Create connection by showing genuine interest in others. Make eye contact and respond with verbal cues that show active listening. "Tell me more. What happened next?" These simple phrases make people feel truly heard. The journey from conversation novice to confident communicator isn't about acquiring some mysterious talent. It's about consistently applying straightforward principles. Your transformation might start with a simple "hello" to a stranger today, but could lead to life-changing connections tomorrow.